why do I climb these stairs to get books for those nasty girls in this school? They don't appreciate it. They don't appreciate anything. Everything is just given to them by their well-off parents. Oh, and those girls expect to be spoiled by everyone else they come across, including us sisters. Sisters like me, who have sacrificed everything to teach those brats with their gold jewelry, trying to be better than the next bratty girl. Well, so much for school uniforms. Brats like them always find a way to get around the rules, and the rest of us pay for it by climbing up these dangerous stairs like this in this drafty old building. And I have to do this in winter. The winds that come off the lake go right through my thread-worn habit and into my old bones. But do those girls feel that wind through their brand new clothes? Oh, no, not them. And what has all my sacrifice done for me as a nun? Why, I should be running this school. I should be running this order. I do all this work and watch younger nuns tell me what to do. But what can I do? I'm just an old lady stuck in this awful life. All I can do is sacrifice and suffer. I think it's time for another comeuppance for those bratty students. This school is just full of them, too. Yes, just a little assignment of reading several chapters for homework and writing an essay about them. Well, maybe a pop quiz tomorrow. That will teach them. Now, finally, where are those books I need? Oh, why are you girls up here? Why, you startled me half to death. Why aren't you in class? Now answer me, why are you up here? Now get away from me. Just stand still while I'm talking to you. Please, we're getting close to the stairs. Just let me get through. Now you go to class. I said get back. Someone's going to get hurt. Girls, stop it. Stay where you are. Stop pushing against me. Girls, stop.
The WGTD Radio Theater is on the air in our 17th season. I am your host, Todd Eves, and this is show number 126. Today's show is The Cane Shadow, Sugar and Spice and Everything Nice. Today we are broadcasting live from Salem United Methodist Church in beautiful Salem Lakes, Wisconsin. The Cane Shadow is created and written by Steve Brown, Michael Olstrup, and stars actors from the 91.1 Players. Support for the WGTD Radio Theater is provided by the Kenosha Law Firm of Aaliyah, Dumay, and McTernan, a full-service law firm with an emphasis on personal injury, civil litigation, and business law. By Salem United Methodist Church in Salem Lakes, and by the Brown Olstrup Performing Arts Foundation. So sit back and enjoy another installment of The Cane Shadow in Sugar and Spice and Everything Nice.
Now what? Of course, it's her. Hello, this is Orson Welles.
Yeah, I know. Listen, there's a change in plan.
What? Listen, Jeanette, it's bad enough I have to return to Chicago to re-record that radio commercial again, but now there's a change in plans?
Yes, there's a change in plans. And listen, this change in plans is going to pay you a lot of money. Just like that radio commercial. So just take the work. Got that?
Yes, Jeanette, I got that.
Good. Now I sent all the changed plans to Lenore. She behaving herself?
Well, I assume so. She's back in coach. Haven't heard a peep out of her.
Mr. Welles?
Speak of the devil. Lenore, I'm on the phone with Jeanette.
Oh, that's wonderful. Please tell her that I have all the plans she sent. We're ready when we get to O'Hare.
I'm filled with joy, Lenore. Now back to Coach.
Yes, Mr. Wells. See you at the gate.
Did you get all that?
Yeah, I got that. And you know, you could be a little nicer to her. She really is doing a good job.
Well, I don't treat you all that well. Why should I treat her better?
Good point.
Now, what is this change in plans?
I got a call from a Marjorie Weinstock. She's from Lake Forest, Illinois. Was raised in Kenosha.
Why on earth must Brown and Ulstrup keep dragging me back there? Can't they find something for me to do in the south of France or something?
Well, I guess it's your lucky day. You're going to be in Salem Lakes. You can look them up.
Salem Lakes. This isn't about that gas Durler murder at Town Square, is it? Haven't they beaten that dead horse enough?
No. This is about a murder that happened at Kemper when it was a girls' school years ago.
Oh? Which murder would that have been? There have been so many there.
About some nun being pushed down the stairs by her students. The nun supposedly still haunts the place.
Sister Mary Teresa, I know it well. The story goes that she was a nasty, bitter old nun, and some girls pushed her down the stairs of the old tower. The fall decapitated her on the way down.
Yeah, whatever.
What's this woman like?
Nothing you'll be interested in. She's old.
I figured that.
Yeah, well, she really called looking for you. She was not pleased that she had to deal with me.
Well, why should she like it? I don't.
Funny. The contract is all set, so you'll be meeting her for dinner at the Colony House tonight. Patty's on call, as is Chef Paul. Karen has your table reserved.
Any issues with the contract?
Always is, but I handled it. Now, your plane is about to land, so we gotta finish up. Like I said, Lenore has all the plans for hotels, meals, yada, yada.
As much as I hate to admit it, Jeanette does an excellent job at keeping my schedule, handling my negotiation with clients, arranging things for me.
Yeah, well, you're still on the phone, and you're still mixing up narrating with the talking and talking with the narrating. You know, you really need to watch that. And how to work a cell phone. But thanks.
rats. This modern technology will be the death of me yet. Now, Jeanette will be awful to deal with. Looks like they're coming around to get us ready for landing. And now for my special time with Lenore.
Now, just wait here.
Oh, someone is bringing the rental car to us?
Oh, no, Mr. Wells. We have to wait here for the Uber to pick us up.
The Uber? What on earth is that?
Well, it's like a taxi, but the drivers use their own cars and take you where you want to go. You can see where the driver is on your cell phone. See?
Oh, great. More technology tracking our every movement. Is this some kind of German company?
I think it's American.
With a German name? I suppose they drive Japanese cars.
I really don't know, Mr. Wells.
Obviously, the humor is lost on you.
Oh, it's a World War II reference. Germans, Japanese. I get it now, Mr. Wells. You are so clever.
Well, I am Orson Welles.
Oh, here's the Uber.
This?
Yes, Mr. Wells. This is the Uber that'll take us to the hotel.
Okay, Lenore. Look at me. Now, look at this. What is it? Prius? Prius? Or whatever? Any conclusions?
I see what you mean, Mr. Wells. I'll see if I can order a larger Uber. Or maybe Lyft has something.
Lyft? What's a Lyft?
It's just another company like Uber.
Well, at least it has an English name.
Well, sort of, Mr. Wells. It's spelled L-Y-F-T.
Of course. Well, why should anyone spell anything the correct way? We have to change things for some odd marketing thing that has been tested by a panel of idiotic, poorly educated consumers. I'm calling Jeanette and getting this fixed. Get rid of this Uber. and call a rental agency to get an Escalade or a Navigator or something.
This is the office of Mr. Orson Welles.
Who is this? Where's Jeanette?
This is Lawrence McCullough. Jeanette's in back.
And just who on God's green earth are you, Lawrence McCullough?
I'm a friend of Jeanette's. I think we may have met once when you were in Delavan.
Oh, yeah, that Lawrence McCullough.
Here, let me have the phone. It's Jeanette, Mr. Welles. What's wrong now?
So many questions, Jeanette. But this whole Lawrence thing will have to wait. Where's my Escalade?
I didn't order you an Escalade. I ordered an Uber for you.
Oh, I'm keenly aware of the Uber, the tiny child's toy of a vehicle that came to pick me up. Whatever possessed you to order an Uber?
Say, I just thought it would be easier for you to get a rental car than getting a rental car and all that. Besides, there's a lot going on here.
Oh, obviously, with your entertainment plans. And back we come to Mr. Lawrence McCullough.
Yeah? What about it? He's visiting from L.A. on business and looked me up. What of it?
Oh, nothing at all, Jeanette. Nothing at all. I'm sure he's very helpful to you in the office.
We're going to a late lunch.
Well, just don't make it too late.
Mr. Welles, I have the rental lined up.
We have to go. Lenore fixed your mess.
See? I told you she was good.
I suppose we have to go somewhere to get the car?
Oh, no, Mr. Welles. I told him that it was for you, and the agent said she'd drive it over herself.
Finally?
One thing, though, Mr. Welles.
And what is that, Lenore?
Well, the SUV is, Korean.
Of course it is, Lenore. Of course it is.
This is sure a nice car, Mr. Welles. Drives like a dream. Are you comfortable? What would you like on the radio? Temperature okay?
Oh, actually, Lenore, I'm quite comfortable. Who knew?
Jeanette has all the directions to the hotel programmed into my phone, so we won't have any problem finding the hotel. We should be there in plenty of time for you to freshen up and get to dinner at the Colony with Mrs. Weinstock.
Oh, good. Maybe things will start going well.
You know, that Kemper Center sure has its stories, Mr. Welles. And deaths.
Oh, indeed, Lenore. It has a long history of all kinds of goings-on. Murders, suicides, ghosts. Of course, who knows fact from fiction anymore. Given that there are a few records of some of these events, I doubt if there's much behind some of them.
And yet Mrs. Weinstock is being accused of murdering a nun there.
Apparently. Certainly that threat seems real, even if no murder took place.
And she's coming to you to help her.
No surprise there, Lenore. After all, I am Orson Welles. It certainly is curious, though. Why come to me and not the sheriff? Dave Beth and his crew do a hell of a job out there.
No, Dave Beth is the sheriff?
Oh, yes, for a number of years now.
The Highway 50 exit is coming out, Mr. Welles. The hotel is right near the exit.
Huh?
Oh, here we are.
Where?
Oh, here, at the hotel.
A Hampton.
It's not to your liking, Mr. Welles?
Lenore, is there a bar there?
No, Mr. Welles, I don't believe so.
Jeanette strikes again. Call the Grand Geneva and get me a room. Tell Darlene I'll need a snack when I get there.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Mr. Welles. It's Lawrence McCullough. Twice in one day. What are the odds of that?
Higher than I would have ever imagined. Where's Jeanette?
She's right here. I'll put her on. She's just getting dressed.
Getting dressed? Oh, this is just too rich.
Now what?
Oh, I do hope I'm not interrupting anything.
All right. Just stop it. What's wrong now?
Oh, I'm at a Hampton.
Yeah?
And that's what you arranged? A Hampton for me? Orson Welles?
What's wrong with a Hampton?
Absolutely nothing. Hamptons are fine hotels, but as I remember, they have no bar.
I'm quite aware of that. I had plenty of liquor delivered to your room.
So I'm supposed to what? Sit in my underwear on my bed, drinking a cocktail out of a plastic cup with ice from some plastic ice bucket? How posh.
Say, don't blame me that your client wants to meet you out in the hinterlands of Kenosha County. I was lucky to find that. I mean, Salem Lakes is in the middle of nowhere. Nothing is west of the interstate.
Oh, no, nothing west of the interstate, but million-dollar lake homes and wonderful restaurants.
So, where do you suggest to stay?
Oh, no need to worry. Lenore's getting rooms at the Grand Geneva. You can just finish getting dressed, and we'll handle things here.
Oh, like you never took in a matinee?
She had me there.
Listen, I'll check in with Lenore later. Remember, dinner with Mrs. Weinstock is at the Colony at 7.
I have the reservations, Mr. Wells. We're all set.
Good, let's get there. No time to waste.
And, Mr. Wells?
Yes, Lenore?
Highway 50 is under construction, half the way to Lake Geneva.
Of course it is, Lenore. Of course it is.
Here, Mr. Wells. I'll get a bellman, make sure your room is ready, and all of that.
Good. I'll be at the bar. The Grand Geneva, one of the great hotels in the area. Plenty to do here all summer long and close to Lake Geneva for shopping and sightseeing. I made my way to the bar, and who is bartending? Rodney! You know, I was thinking I might find you here.
Mr. Wells! Always good to see you. We were expecting you. Lenore has everyone on alert.
Great.
But what happened to Jeanette?
Oh, she's still a burr under my saddle. She's just taking in movies lately.
Huh?
Long story.
Fair enough, Mr. Wells. What can I get you?
Well, I'm in Wisconsin, so I suppose it'll have to be an old-fashioned.
Brandy and sweet?
Well, let's not be too Wisconsin. Make it a double bullet rye and soda.
Coming right up.
Monsieur Wells, it is so nice to see you.
Lawrence! And it's always nice to see you, but I was sort of expecting Darlene.
She was supposed to be here, but she asked me to stand in for her. She sends her best.
Well, nothing wrong, I hope.
Oh, nothing like that. Her son is in town, and she is spending time with him.
Well, good for her. Always good to connect with family, especially these days. So, Florence, I'm famished and need a snack after the long and torturous trip here. What sounds good?
I have just the thing. The Wisconsin cheese and meat plate.
That sounds like it will fill the bill. What's in it?
The cheeses are Roth Grand Cru, Vintage Van Gogh, Gouda, I hear it is very good, and a buttermilk blue affiné. The meats are Lake Geneva country meats, pig and fig pâté, and Toscano salami. Then there is the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa, honey, jam, and lavash.
Perfect.
The usual two hors d'oeuvres.
No, better make it only one, Florence. I have dinner later.
One Wisconsin cheese and meat plate coming up. The kitchen is on alert. It will be here in no time.
Thanks, Florence.
Here's that drink, Mr. Wells. So, what brings you out here?
Other than Brown and Ulstrup's delight in causing me distress? Looks like I have a client, maybe you heard of her, Marjorie Weinstock.
Oh, sure. She stays here from time to time, either here or at Lake Long Resort in Delavan.
Anything you can tell me about her?
Older, well-heeled, always well-groomed, hair, makeup, jewelry, impeccably dressed. Lives in Lake Forest.
Matches what I heard, too. Made her fortune in the Chicago financial business. On her third husband.
Well, she is quick to let people know if they don't measure up to her standard.
Even husbands, apparently.
Even husbands.
Here is your Wisconsin cheese and meat plate, Monsieur Wells.
A wonderful, Florence, just what the doctor ordered.
When I heard you were coming, I knew this had your name on it. Bon appetit.
I understand that she is being accused of the murder of that nun at Kemper, Sister Mary Teresa.
But she died years ago. If she existed at all.
That's right. But what she being accused of is being one of the girls that pushed the sister down the steps.
Wow.
I know.
Who's bringing this up after all these years?
Not sure. I expect to learn more at dinner.
Excuse me, Mr. Wells, but I wanted to tell you that your room is all ready for you, the ice bucket filled, and the hotel delivered flowers and a basket full of marvelous little treats. With their compliments.
Thank you, Lenore. Oh, Rodney, I'd like you to meet Jeanette's assistant, Lenore. Lenore, Rodney.
Nice to meet you, Lenore.
Oh, Rodney. Oh, may I call you Rodney? I've heard so much about you. Jeanette just loves how well you take care of Mr. Wells here. Everything always prepared and ready for him. I do have to admit that I find it funny. You're always at whatever bar Mr. Wells shows up at. But it's nice, all the same, that he doesn't have to break anyone new, and he hates that. I'm so fortunate that he has been so patient with
me. Yes, Lenore, thank you. Now, you just enjoy the evening off, have a nice dinner at the Geneva Chop House, and I'll meet you for breakfast tomorrow morning.
Oh, Mr. Wells, thank you so much for offering me such a nice dinner. My, that meat and cheese tray looks delicious. And you're almost done with it. How can I ever thank you?
Yes, well, I really do need to finish up here with Rodney and then get ready for dinner, as should you.
Oh, of course, Mr. Wells. I'm sorry, but I will be off. I might just walk around the grounds. Okay, I'll be off. Enjoy your dinner. Nice to have finally met you, Rodney.
Sort of chatty, huh?
As she used to be worse. Jeanette's been coaching her, but you know how it goes. 2 steps forward, 1 step back.
I guess so. So where do Brown and Ulstrup have you going to dinner?
The Colony House in Salem Lakes.
I know it well.
Any chance you're working there tonight?
Well, not tonight. My brother Roger will be there, though.
So bartending is a family business.
One of them, Mr. Wells. One of them.
You're a good man, Rodney. Time to get ready for dinner. As I drove down Highway JF to the Colony, I saw that Karen reserved my parking space for me right out front. That Karen always making me feel welcome. I parked the car and walked up the steps to the Colony House. I, of course, went right up to the bar and had a seat, as I was early. I do like to check things out before I sit down with a client, especially one like Marjorie Weinstock. Roger, I presume?
Oh, Mr. Wells. My brother said you'd be here for dinner. So glad to meet you. Rodney is a huge fan. Always so glad to see you.
Well, I'm a huge fan of his. Such a good friend, always so helpful.
Did you want to go to your table? Karen has it all set for you.
Oh, no, not yet. I thought I'd have a drink or two here and chat with you for a bit.
Oh, that'd be great. Double bullet and soda old-fashioned?
Oh, Rodney warned you.
I'm afraid he did.
Yes, indeed. That will suit me just fine. So, Roger, what do you know about this Weinstock woman?
Not all that much. She comes in here now and then, sometimes alone, sometimes with someone. Always has a Tanqueray gin martini, straight up, one olive. Always dresses well.
Ever catch what she drives?
BMW, maybe a year or two old. Nothing older than that. Always a newer car.
Whom does she show up with?
Here's your drink. Never really the same people. Sometimes there are some women around her age, sometimes a younger man or woman. I think they might be assistants for something because they always have a notepad and pen ready in case she tells them something.
Ever a man?
Oh, sure. Older guy, nice looking, tall. I assume it's her husband. I once heard her chew out one of those assistant types. Really read her to riot act about being incompetent, that she better shape up, plenty of people can take her place, etc.
In public?
Yes, sir. She was a sort of quiet about it, but she did it right at the table.
How is she with the service?
Formal, courteous. Never rude to them. But then, we have great servers.
Yes, indeed. The Colony has some of the best.
And some of the best food around, too.
Speaking of which, I should make my way to the table.
Should I send a drink over?
Oh, please do. Thanks. I was shown to my usual table in front of the window. I surveyed the dining room to see if Brown and Ulstrup were at their usual table, but no luck.
Mr. Wells, nice to see you.
Patty! Good to see an old friend.
And here's the drink that Roger sent over. Would you like to hear our specials?
I'll wait for my guest to arrive. Confound this modern technology, Patty, but it's Jeanette, and I better take this or I'll never hear the end of it.
She's just taking good care of you.
Oh, like a dentist drill. Thanks, Patty. This is Orson Welles.
Hi, Mr. Wells. It's Lawrence.
Lawrence?
Yeah, I'm calling for Jeanette.
Where's she?
She's in the supply closet.
Ah, yes, the supply closet. All kinds of things go on in there, don't they, Lawrence?
Huh?
Never mind. What can I do for you?
Jeanette just wanted me to make sure you're at the Colony.
Oh, yes, I'm at the Colony, not at a matinee or in the supply closet.
Huh?
I see my dinner guest has arrived. Mrs. Weinstock had stopped at the host station. I could tell she had asked for my table because the hostess pointed my way. She made her way to my table. As I was told, she was well put together, hair, makeup, jewelry, impeccably dressed, off-white slacks, beige blouse, heels, of course. She walked to my table with the utmost confidence. I rose to greet her. Mrs. Weinstock, I'm Orson Welles.
Your assistant, Jeanette, I believe it is, certainly controls access to you. She should play for the Bears' front line.
She does a good job for me.
Careful, Mr. Welles. I might hire her away from you.
Oh, that would be entirely up to Jeanette.
Mrs. Weinstock, your martini. And Mr. Welles, I brought you a fresh drink.
Thank you, Patty.
Would you care for any appetizers tonight?
Those oysters Florentine would hit the spot for me.
One order or two, Mr. Welles?
Make it just one tonight, Patty. Mrs. Weinstock?
A shrimp cocktail for me.
The specials tonight are...
That's okay, Patty. I will have the salmon Oscar.
Spinach salad, no dressing, no soup, honey glazed carrots instead of starch.
Perfect, Patty.
And Mr. Welles, T-bone or porterhouse for you tonight?
Make it the T-bone.
A medium rare baked potato, sour cream and butter, spinach salad with hot bacon dressing, broccoli cheese soup.
Oh, Patty, you know my weaknesses.
I'll bring out the appetizers right away.
So, Mrs. Weinstock, tell me about these accusations.
They started about 2 months ago. Calls to my telephones, my offices, even my house in Lake Forest. Usually one of my assistants intercepted them until the calls came to my home. Frankly, I did get frightened with that. I increased security at that house, but still it is unnerving that someone could find out all that information about me.
Indeed.
The accusation was that I was one of the girls that pushed Sister Mary Teresa down the observatory stairs.
Were you one of those girls?
Mr. Welles, I will not sit here and be insulted like that.
Madam, if I'm to get to the bottom of this, I need to know the truth.
No, I did not. That whole story is nothing but a myth anyway.
Perhaps. Myths usually start with a kernel of truth, though.
That well may be, but this is not this case.
Your appetizers.
Thank you, Patty. They look delicious. Any idea who is making the accusation?
Yes, indeed. It's Michael Cavallo, supposedly the brother of said nun.
Interesting. But why now after all these years? I mean, there's no police report of such a death, let alone of a Mary Teresa at Kemper.
I honestly don't know. It makes no sense to me.
Any idea on the whereabouts of this gentleman?
Oh, that was easy. He lives in a rooming house here in Trevor.
Very curious.
I'll say.
Enjoying your shrimp cocktail?
Yes, thank you.
Did you find anything else out about this man?
I didn't want anything to be traced back to me. Everyone wants to use the internet for information, but it can be used to track things back to me.
Tell me, Mrs. Weinstock, why come to me? It would seem to me you have plenty with which to go to the authorities to get this man put away, at least to get a restraining order.
Mr. Welles, given my position in the financial industry, I can't have scandal, let alone anything generated by some demented man. Bringing in the authorities would make things public and that I and my clientele cannot suffer. On the other hand, Mr. Welles, you have the distinct reputation of getting to the heart of matters and keeping things quiet. Can you help me, Mr. Welles?
Yes, I can, Mrs. Weinstock. In fact, if you'll forgive a cell phone call at the table, I'll put the wheels in motion right here.
Please do, Mr. Welles.
Pardon me.
Hello?
Lawrence, could you please tell Jeanette something?
Oh, she's right here. We just got to the restaurant. She's climbing out of the back seat. I'll hand her the phone.
Yeah?
Matinee's supply closets, now back seats.
Leave it alone. I was just getting my purse. You know, you're not the one to talk.
Yes, indeed. Jeanette, could you please call Rick at the town square and arrange for him to open the bar around 1 tomorrow afternoon?
Done.
Thank you, Jeanette.
What was that all about?
Long story, Mrs. Weinstock, long story. But I do believe we can plan dinner tomorrow night with this engagement completed.
Mr. Welles, that was impressive.
Well, with things drawing to their inevitably successful conclusion, we continued to have a delightful dinner. In spite of her awful reputation, I truly enjoyed our conversation. Quite an accomplished woman, and very successful.
Mr. Welles, long time no see.
Rick, good to see you.
What brings you here? Doing something with the shooting?
What shooting?
The Durler thing.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
We have that award up on the wall there.
Yes, indeed you do. That was quite the show that Brown and Ulstrup did here.
Oh, that sure was fun. The place was packed.
Another great event here at Town Square. How's Pops?
Okay. Can't move around too much anymore, but still sharp as a tack.
Well, that sounds like Pops.
What can I get you?
Whatever's cold.
Coors Light?
Sure.
Here you go.
Thanks, Rick. Say, ever heard of a guy named Michael Cavallo?
Mike? Yeah, sure. Usually comes in here every afternoon. Has a couple of beers and leaves.
He lives here in Treva?
Yeah, takes a room in one of the rundown houses down the street.
Well, what's he like?
Old guy, a little shorter than me, heavier set, gray hair, beard.
Retired?
Yeah, now, I guess. He was some sort of higher up in some company in Chicago, downtown technology or something. Got laid off with the whole COVID thing.
And he wound up living in a rooming house?
Yeah, I guess he had a house over on Volts Lake, which he sold. Not sure what happened with all the money. Maybe he's just sitting on it. Who knows? Sometimes when a guy loses his job, he goes downhill fast.
Drinks a lot?
Eh, not that much. At least not here. A couple of beers, that's it. I guess he might be drinking before he gets here. Sometimes slurs his words.
Any idea where he's from?
Not really. Never really saw him much until we reopened last summer. And then it got to be every afternoon. Sits in the corner at the end of the bar. In fact, that's him now.
It was indeed him. Just like Rick described him. He sat at the end of the bar.
Hey, Rick. Open early?
Yeah, a little bit. Your usual?
Yeah.
I walked over to him. Michael Cavallo?
Yeah. What do you want?
Well, I'm Orson Welles.
The actor?
Well, yes, that's me.
What are you doing here?
Just visiting friends. I grew up in Kenosha, you know.
Yeah? I don't know that. I'm from Kenosha, too.
Mind if I sit down?
Sit where you want. Free country.
Thanks. Say, ever hear of a woman named Marjorie Weinstock?
Yeah, I heard her. Nasty woman.
Well, why do you say that?
Caused me to lose my job. My company had a big contract with her company. We did all sorts of work for them for years. Then out of the blue, she cancels the contract. Just like that. Blames COVID. I'm tired of COVID being blamed for everything. And when I completely lost that contract, I got laid off.
What brought you back up here?
Too expensive down there. Tax will eat you alive. I have a lake home around here and came here.
But you live in a rooming house.
Yeah, lost my shirt when the stock market tanked last year. Had to sell the house. I got enough in the bank for a while, but that's it.
How do you know about that nun that was killed?
You like that one? I heard all about those dead nun stories at Kemper when I was a kid. Kids used to dare each other about going up there at night.
Yeah, but why use one of those stories and accuse the Weinstock woman of murder?
Yeah, she deserved it. She got scared too bad. She's just driving her fancy cars and wearing fancy clothes and nothing to worry about, not like me. I got plenty to worry about.
How'd you get all that information about her? Phone numbers, address, stuff like that?
Heck, that was easy. I used to be in the tech business. Easy enough to find anyone on the internet.
You know, you could get into some big trouble doing that sort of thing. Stalking her. Threatening her?
Yeah, well, I guess.
Internet stuff gets to be federal crimes, you know.
Yeah, but well, who wants to bother with some washed-up guy like me?
Yeah, well, you know how things go. If they got Martha Stewart, they can get you.
Yeah, well, I guess.
So you'll stop this stuff?
Heck, I haven't done anything in weeks. I got bored.
Good man. Say, Rick, got some paper?
Here you go.
Listen, Michael, call these folks. They can help you get straightened out. And here's my card. Give me a call, and I can help you out with some investment ideas.
Hey, that's nice of you.
Anytime. But I have to get going. See you around, and I'll be expecting that call of yours. See you, Rick. Thanks for the help.
See you around, Mr. Wells. Don't be a stranger.
I got to the Red Oak about 30 minutes before I was to meet Mrs. Weinstock. I wanted to check in with Heidi. Not too surprisingly, my favorite bartender was in residence. I swear, Rodney, you are some kind of ghost or spirit. How you magically seem to appear at all these different places.
No, I'm afraid not, Mr. Wells. There's only one ghost around here, and that's Martha.
Oh, that's right. Is she still her mischievous self?
Lost a rack of wine glasses last week.
Really? A whole rack?
Yep. They were all on the floor, like they were pushed out of that rack there. And I don't think Heidi would have broken her own glasses.
No, I don't suppose she would.
Ever catch up with Brown and Nostrup while you've been here?
No, not yet. Too busy with this case?
You gonna be around later in October?
I'm afraid not, Rondi.
Too bad. Brown and Nostrup are putting a murder mystery on in October 27th. It's called Another Psycho Murder.
From Hitchcock's Psycho?
The same. All the characters, or their survivors, are appearing as suspects. With those actors Brown and Nostrup bring, it's always a good time.
And it'll be a sellout, I imagine.
They always are. In fact, for the last one here, they sold out. Heidi added 10 more seats. They sold out. And he still had a waiting list.
And the food here is always excellent.
And always something new. The fall menu ought to be in place by then, too.
And great adult beverages?
Definitely. We stock liquor from local distilleries, made in Wisconsin.
Mrs. Weinstock, join me at the bar. Mrs. Weinstock, do you know Rodney?
No, I haven't had the pleasure.
Mrs. Weinstock, may I introduce Rodney, the best bartender I know. Rodney, Marjorie Weinstock.
Nice to meet you, ma'am.
Nice to meet you, Rodney. And I'll have...
A Tanqueray gin martini, straight up, one olive.
How did you know?
I told you he's the best.
So, Mr. Wells, are you delivering the results you promised me last night? That my case is resolved to my satisfaction?
Of course, Mrs. Weinstock. I talked to Michael Cavallo early this afternoon, made him see the error of his ways, and the matter is closed.
Impressive, Mr. Wells. It is such a relief to have that situation over with. Such a relief, Mr. Wells, that I'll buy dinner tonight.
Mrs. Weinstock, oh, you know my weak spot. How can I say no to that? Shall we go to the dining room?
Yes, by all means.
Thanks again for the dinner at the Geneva Chop House, Mr. Wells. I had such a nice afternoon here, walking around the grounds, reading on the terrace, then having dinner.
It was my pleasure. And I do have to say that I know my hotels, and this is one of the best.
So, another case solved, Mr. Wells?
Of course, Rodney.
Here's your Wisconsin cheese and meat plate, Monsieur Wells, both orders. And Lenore, here is your Bavarian pretzel.
Oh, my. Look at this.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you,
Florence.
Oh, thank you indeed, Florence. Rodney, another round for us, too.
Good afternoon. This is the office of Orson Welles.
Yeah, Lenore. I know who I called. Let me have Mr. Wells.
Oh, here, Mr. Wells. It's Jeanette.
Oh, wonderful. Yes? Are you calling from your bedroom, or is that too ordinary?
Knock it off. Listen, you have to be on your way in about an hour. Your reservations at the Hyatt Water Tower are set. You'll be having dinner at Ruth's Chris at 7 o'clock. The recording is tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. sharp. Lenore has the addresses in her GPS.
Yes, Jeanette, we are all set here. We're just having an afternoon snack before we leave.
Good. I'll call you later.
Yes, back to the grindstone tomorrow to do that recording.
Do you need to rehearse a bit, Mr. Wells?
Well, how's this? We know a little place in the American Far West where a man named Charlie Briggs, who chops up the finest prairie-fed sirloin beef for burgers.
Oh, Mr. Wells, you know it by heart. I was just mesmerized. You know, everything you do is wonderful.
And of course, Lenore, after all, I am Orson Welles.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
This has been The Cane Shadow, Sugar and Spice and Everything Nice. Created and written by Steve Brown and Mike Ulstrup. Vicky Dumais was our director. Starring in today's show were Jim McClure as Orson Welles, Mike Bevito as Lawrence McCullough, Julie Burton as Sister Mary Teresa, Siegfried Christoph as Michael Cavallo, Vicky DeMay as Lenore, and yours truly, Todd Eaves, I am your host. Jill Jensen as Marjorie Weinstock, Larry Rowe as Rick the Bartender, Anne Marie Schmidt as Patty, Cam Spencer as bartenders Roger and Rodney, Naomi Weissman-Zabler as Florence, and Kathy Zulke as Jeanette. Today's production crew were Dave Jansers, Chief Production Engineer, Chuck Janzer is our sound engineer, and Steve Brown with recorded sound effects. Support for the WGTD Radio Theater is provided by the Kenosha Law Firm of Aaliyah, Dumais, and McTiernan, a full-service law firm with an emphasis on personal injury, civil litigation, and business law. By Salem United Methodist Church in Salem Lakes, Wisconsin. And by the Brown Ulstrup Performing Arts Foundation. The next WGTD Radio Theater will be on Saturday, November 13th at our usual time of 11:15 a.m. at Lake Lawn Resort on beautiful Delavan Lake. The show will be the 2021 Cartoons on the Radio mashup, Wanted, A Kingdom. This is Todd Eaves for the WGTD Radio Theater. Have a great day.
And you're listening to WGTD-HD, serving Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva on your gateway to public radio.